From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Nicole Trancitella, the Senior Managing Director for Accenture. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
When we interviewed you for our Best Philadelphia report, we spoke of Accenture's motto of let there be change. And you stated that change is something that companies have to embrace, not something they should fight. With this in mind, how has the Philly office transformed your operations and services in order to better position yourselves to capitalize off the rapid changes that we have seen this past turbulent year?
It's a great question, and I'm going to answer it from a physical aspect of it, and then also, you know, a ways of working aspect of it. So physically, as you can imagine, we are respecting all the guidelines from the state and local authorities around working remotely, unless you absolutely cannot. And the benefit within Accenture is 99% of our people can work remotely. And so we've been respecting that across our offices since March of 2020, when the communities were on shutdown. You know, the return to work type of a thing is still an open question, mm-hmm. but what we've done around the transforming is making sure that our people are positioned for success to support our clients. And that includes making sure that they certainly have the technology that they need, that they're in a space that they can operate, et cetera, so that they have the physical environment to be successful. And that's challenging for some of our folks because they could have families, they could be in very small apartments. So we've had to make some adjustments and make sure that they are physically, to be honest with you, positioned for success to be able to get their jobs done. As far as the how we're supporting our clients, the benefit and the blessing that we've had within Accenture is that for the most part, we've been able to continue to support our clients without any major hiccups. And that is in support of us being a digitally enabled organization and really being in tune to what's important to our clients. And so whether it's supporting their operations, like closing their books or running their processes, as well as helping them transform, because the businesses don't get to say, okay, we're not going to do anything for the next year. They've had to continue to operate and to hit their growth agendas as much as possible. We've been able to do it across all types of our businesses, been able to continue to support our clients. And now what we're doing as we think, you know, we look ahead around what is the new way of working, both for our clients and for Accenture. We're balancing a continued focus on the physical aspects of it, but then also around what do our relationships and how do we work with our clients? And do we need to be looking at that as more of a long-term type of a model versus just a when COVID ends, so to speak?
And you're talking about your services and how you're adapting to your clients. Have you seen particular uptick in certain services versus other due to the pandemic?
Yeah, so certainly because of the abruptness of when everybody had to convert, some companies had to become more digitally enabled overnight, like physically overnight. And some of our clients were really ready for it. And honestly, some of them weren't. And so what that meant was there's, you know, the technology aspect of being able to work remotely is one thing. The security aspect of being able to work remotely is something else. Making sure that folks are truly able to do things in a digital manner versus paper-based is other operations. So when I think of, you know, the types of work that Accenture does, I can actually identify areas across each of our services, whether it's strategy and consulting around how to help our clients think differently on how to get to their customers. Within technology, I've already talked about the importance of things like security and being more digitally enabled. Our interactive model gets into the digital and the marketing aspects of things. And then our operations is literally running our clients' businesses. There's actually been changes in each of those different areas that we've been able to pivot and support our clients in.
2020 was a year that sparked a lot of conversations and initiatives focused on pushing further diversity and inclusion, both on a social and economic level. Even with the positive changes that have already occurred as of late, what do you believe needs to further change and transform the corporate mindset as it relates to diversity and inclusion in the workplace?
You know, there have been a lot of positive actions and energy coming out of the events from 2020. And I would say there's two things that need to continue to happen. One is around transparency. And there are a lot of organizations, Accenture included, that have actually historically been transparent around what our diversity goals are and where are we against them. Like we publish, like physically, externally publish the report card on how we're doing around our diversity. And in 2020, we expanded those things to include not only gender, but then also ethnicity at both the leadership and the employee levels. And we've got goals between now and 2025 that we're going to be hitting and measuring ourselves for. And I think companies need to do that. People need to see evidence of progress. The thing that I would say is equally important is having leaders that are focused on this topic at the C level. And the thing that I truly I'm excited about is that in Philly, we've got a few examples in particular that have stood out for me. So one of them is Tiffany Tavares, who is within Wells Fargo, and she was just promoted to Senior Vice President of Wells Fargo, which is now a national role. So I'm excited that somebody from Philly is now in a national role. But also, more importantly, her focus is how does Wells Fargo focus on making impacts in the communities with which they serve? And for us, that means for Philly, that means, you know, the folks that are that from a diverse perspective, that's where she's going to make an impact. She's at this level of Wells Fargo now. Another example is Delilah Wilson Scott from Comcast. And her promotion, again, reporting directly to the CEO, focusing on how does Comcast make a difference in the communities with which would they serve. Those titles have existed in one way, shape, or form, but now they're at the C levels of those organizations. And we need to see more examples of that. We've been blessed within Accenture to have Nellie Barrero lead us in this space for years and has been at the seat of the table for Accenture. And so I'm just excited to be able to see it across Philly and then also within my own company.
I've met Lila from Comcast. She was featured in another Invest Insights, and what she's doing is truly powerful.
She's an amazing person.
Over the past year, and we've touched upon it in some of the other answers that you've given, technology has permanently transformed the way that the professional service industry has handled past year and will continue to evolve over the next couple of years. Can you talk a little bit more about some specific technologies that Accenture implemented over the past 12 months and how you think that that will further benefit the clients and the businesses that you work for moving forward?
There's the, what I would call the technologies that we help deliver for our clients to help them run their businesses, right? The SAP implementations of the world, the Workday implementation. So basically making sure that the people have the information they need to be able to do their jobs. And that's businesses that we, work that we did before, will continue to do that work. The thing that I'm excited about that we've been helping our clients that we use internally, and we've also been helping our clients do, is more of the ways of working tools. So tools like how to use Teams to your advantage. How do you use Zoom to your advantage? And I realize that when I say those two words, people cringe because you know they're up to here with those tools. But those are actually wonderful tools in which to integrate with our people and to be able to do things like what I've seen both of those types of tools do is leverage things for like breakout sessions and having one-on-one sessions. And you can have a meeting, but then break out and then come back. It allows us to be virtual, whether it's permanently or not, but still be collaborative and teaming and things like that. And so that's the thing that I'm excited about around how technology, you know, once you get past the being on the video all the time, how it's really helped your ways of working.
This past year has truly been a transformative one, and that's what season three is all about, talking about transformation. How have you reconciled 2020? Have you transformed or been personally tested?
I would say that there's been a couple of things. Look, the pandemic and all the things that have happened in 2020 are things that none of us envisioned and none of us would wish on anybody. That being said, for me, I've been blessed to be able to be close to my family. My family came home. That was a blessing in and of itself. I think the other aspect of it is from a community perspective, is what I was so excited about within the Philadelphia area is to be part of 150 leaders across the Philadelphia metro that all embraced, you know, getting Philadelphia back on track, you know, recharge and recover. And that energy continues to follow. So being personally connected to that and to the community with which I live and honestly grew up in is a sense of pride for me. And then the last thing I would say, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get the phrase right, but you can't drink from an empty cup. And so I've had to remind myself that I can't be the person I am, and I can't be the leader that I want and need to be if I'm not investing in myself. And so I choose a word for myself each year that means something. So instead of a resolution, I do a word. My word this year is stewardship. And it's really around stewardship of our people, of our community, but also of myself. And that's probably the biggest thing that I have to keep going. Otherwise, I'm not going to be successful in any role I want to have.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.